The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good thing is there are many cities throughout the country with affordable properties, many even under 100,000. Starting on November 1st, I will be hosting a four-week intensive virtual workshop that's going to teach you how to buy your first out-of-state investment property. We're going to talk about how to find the right location, how to build a team you can trust, creative financing, finding and analyzing properties, and so much more. You deserve to invest in real estate. You deserve to build wealth for your family. It's simply a matter of having the right information. I definitely want to see you there. So if you're interested, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop, and I look forward to seeing you there. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 192. A few quick announcements before we get into this week's episode. If you have not already, do me a huge favor. Take a few moments to leave a 5-star rating and review for the show wherever you're listening to it. It helps us go up in the rankings. It helps us to reach more people and spread this message all over the world. If you do that, I will send you a free training on how to find and evaluate rental properties. And so if you're somebody who's not sure how to run the numbers or really figure out if a deal makes sense, send me an email with a screenshot of your submission. My email's in the show notes and I got you covered. I'll get you that training. All right. Looking forward to hearing from you. And I do actually want to read a review that we got recently from Billionaires Row. It says, love this podcast. Give lots of free game and knowledge if you're entering or even a real estate veteran. Love hearing African-American success stories in investing. That's what it's all about. Billionaires Row, I truly do appreciate you. All right. This week's episode is about some breaking real estate news. So I'm not going to hold you up any further. Without further ado, let's get into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Before we jump in, if you are on YouTube, make sure you like this video, subscribe, and share this video with someone who you think could find this valuable. If you're on the audio side, make sure you leave us that 5-star rating and review. All right. Big news today. Fannie Mae has announced that as of November 18th, they will be accepting 5% down on multi-unit properties. This is huge news because previously it was 15 to 25% down. So this is something we're going to dive into. So I'm going to share some details about the program and what this is going to look like, as well as some things for you to keep in mind as an investor, as a aspiring homeowner, or somebody looking to get an additional home. I'm going to cover all the bases. So let's jump right into it. All right. So as I mentioned, Fannie Mae has announced that as of November 18th, they will accept 5% down on 2 to 4 unit homes. Now, one detail I want to clarify, this is for owner-occupied multi-unit properties. And so what that means is that you need to live inside of one of the units. So if you have a 2-unit, 3 or 4, you need to live inside of one of the units to be eligible for this. Now, there are those who might say, well, they don't check. It doesn't matter if you live there or not. That's fraud. So I'm strongly recommending, I mean, you do what you want, but I strongly recommend that you abide by the law and by the rules and occupy one of these properties. All right. So it's an owner-occupied program. That's the first thing that I want to share. The second thing is the maximum loan amount for this program is set at $1,396,800. So that is the loan maximum for that property. So the cool thing is in areas like LA and New York and maybe Seattle, Miami, places where properties are really expensive, it's great that those properties can be part of this program and folks can buy those more expensive properties with a lower down payment. 20% down on $1 million is $200,000, not even adding the closing costs. Obviously, it's way more when you're at $1.3 million. So for folks in those markets, this is quite encouraging. All right. And then also something else that's being eliminated is what's called the FHA self-sufficiency test. Now, for those who don't know what the FHA self-sufficiency test is, for 3 and 4 unit properties, typically 75% of the rents need to cover the mortgage. And so not having this restriction opens up even more options for everyone now that that self-sufficiency test is done away with. So very exciting program. Now, obviously, there are a ton of other programs out there. You have NACA, which is 0% down, zero closing costs. There's a lot more attached to it, but that is the premise of it. You have the FHA loan, which you can put down as little as 3.5%. However, you will have private mortgage insurance, which will increase the price of your mortgage and what you have to pay every month, basically, and a number of other opportunities. But here's what I would suggest. If you are going for this program in your particular city, see if you can pair it with some grants. See if you can prepare it with some down payment assistance programs and reduce even more what you have to take out of pocket. So see if that's something you can do. That's something I'll recommend to add on. And the other thing is, I know it can be enticing to think, wow, I can get 3 or 4 units, 2 to 4 units for 5% down. Well, here's the thing. In all cases, you need to make sure that you can afford the mortgage independently. Here's what I mean by that. So let's say you have a 4-unit property, you live in one of the units, and based on the rents coming in, your share of the mortgage is $500. That is wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. And let's say you have a $3,000 mortgage. Based on the rents in the other units, the tenants come up with $3,500. That is beautiful. But you need to be able to afford that $4,000 in the event that you have vacancies, in the event that all the tenants can't pay. The same fundamentals apply to any other real estate transaction because there's no guarantee your tenants are going to pay. There's no guarantee however you're gaining income from the other units will be there. And here's the second thing that I recommend. I recommend that you also have reserves. Reserves are basically an emergency fund for your property. I recommend 3 to 4 months of reserves. I would say no less than 3 months. And so that's everything from your mortgage, tax, and insurance payments, assuming it's all together. You're budgeting some money for maintenance, if there's landscaping, et cetera, and maybe adding a little buffer. I recommend having that as reserves. Now, if you've been saving up for a 10 or 20% down payment and you can now use this 5% down in November, then perhaps you'll have a chunk of money if you've been saving for a while that you can use as your reserves, right? So that's definitely something I want you to keep in mind. A lot of times as real estate investors, you know, we think there's automatic money and maybe you use Section 8, maybe you use a voucher program where it is almost automatic money, but I recommend being more careful than not. You don't want to be careless. I want you to be able to hold this property for the long term, okay? And again, you need to make sure the numbers make sense. You have to run your numbers at all times, no matter what the down payment is. For some folks, you may want to just subsidize your mortgage a little bit. You don't mind paying half of it or more. You just want to subsidize it a little bit with rental income. Totally get it. For some folks, you may want to cash flow. You may want to make a bit of a profit after all expenses are paid and after you receive all the rents. And then for some, you may want to break even and just have it cover the mortgage and you'll cover maintenance, whatever the case, and so on. In the best case scenario, that is all that's going to happen. But again, you want to protect yourself. You want to make sure that you got it, right? Make sure that you got it before you even get into it, because you just never know what's going to happen with tenants. So here's what I anticipate. I anticipate that once this thing rolls out, there's going to be a flood of new buyers coming to the market. And in my opinion, I believe it's going to increase competition, knowing that folks can pay 5% down. Now, I recommend get a game plan together now. Start looking for a lender if you don't have one now. Start figuring out how you can put the pieces together now. Start looking for properties now, right? Find you a real estate agent if you don't have one now. And be proactive. There's several weeks until this thing comes out. And if you are in position to purchase in this market, you want to make sure that you're ready. Now, I know that for a lot of you out there, you want to buy a single family home. Perhaps you have a family, a growing family. You're looking for more space from where you are now. However, I would encourage you to consider this 5% down program and buying a multi-unit property. Now, depending on where you live at, there might be situations where there is a main house and there's a house in the back, or perhaps everything is attached, but there is a larger enough apartment that can accommodate your needs and what you're looking for. So I would encourage you, if you have been in the market for a single family home for a while and you've had a hard time, consider this and maybe look for a multi-unit property that potentially could fit your needs. You never know what's out there. I encourage you to at least look. All right. So in summary, I think this is great. This is not the first of its kind, but this is great. I think this is a good opportunity. And again, another option. There are a ton of low and no down payment programs out there. And this is just another option that you can put in your tool belt. And perhaps it's something that is of use to you. But even if it's not of use to you, I encourage you to share with somebody, share with someone who you know, who is looking to get into real estate, who is looking to buy a property. And, you know, if you don't want to buy a multi-unit, maybe somebody you know wants to buy a multi-unit. So share this video. I encourage you to share this video with someone you know and someone who you want to get some good information. And if you are someone who's interested in buying an out-of-state property, if where you live is ridiculously expensive, I'm hosting a four-week workshop starting on November 1st. We're going to break down various aspects of buying your first out-of-state property. So just go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop. If you're interested, and it's going to be an amazing workshop. So definitely check out the website and definitely would love to see you there. All right, that's it for today. If you are on YouTube, make sure you like this video, share, and subscribe to the channel. If you're on the audio side, make sure you leave us that 5-star rating and review. Thank you all so much, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.